This is Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. Here is your host, Greg Koopman.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home, right here and only on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. I'm Greg Koopman, your host for Senior Talk, founder and owner of Heartfelt Care at Home, Colorado Springs' most trusted senior in-home care provider. Be sure to visit us online today at heartfeltcareathome.com. Senior Talk is made possible by our sponsor, ABBA Eye Care. Visit them online today at abbaeyecare.com. That's ABBAEyeCare.com. Joining us in the studio this morning, first-time guest here on Senior Talk, our friend Kevin Gutman, Vice President of the Federal Savings Bank. Kevin, so excited to have you here on Senior Talk. Welcome into the show today.
Thank you, Greg. I appreciate it.
We've got a lot of information to cover. We're going to touch on a topic that I don't want to say it's controversial, but there's lots of facts that we need to get out there about, you know, a great way to help fund retirement and services like home care. But before we dive in, can you take a few moments, share with our listeners a little bit about your background and really what sparked your passion for doing what it is you do today?
Sure. Well, I'm originally from Orange County, California, and I grew up in a real estate home. My parents were realtors and real estate investors. The first 12 years of my career, I worked in the nonprofit world, helping people in poor parts of the world have clean water, medical clinics, schools, small business loans, etc. I traveled a lot, and with five kids and one wife, I needed to be home more. So I left that in 2002 and started flipping houses, which eventually led me joining the mortgage industry in 2004. A few years ago, the Federal Housing Authority, or the FHA, made some significant changes to the HECM program, making it safer for senior homeowners. It was then that I decided to focus on helping seniors, turning their liability of a mortgage payment into an asset that can increase their cash flow tax-free.
Fantastic. So, Vice President of the Federal Savings Bank, share a little bit about your company.
Sure. In November of 2017, I joined the Federal Savings Bank. We're a veteran-owned bank, federally chartered bank, which means that we can lend nationwide. And we enjoy educating our clients about the financing options that we have available. And we like to say that we finance the American dream of homeownership. One important thing is we control the entire mortgage process from origination to funding. It's all in-house, and we can close in 30 to 45 days depending upon how fast the appraisal can get done.
Fantastic. I want to take some time today. I want to talk about, I'll call it just really an underutilized resource, and that's what I like to see it as, is a resource that many senior homeowners probably overlook. That term, I guess, would be reverse mortgages.
Yeah.
You know, what is a reverse mortgage for our listeners who may not be familiar with this?
Sure. It is very misunderstood and underutilized. You're correct. Well, a reverse mortgage, which has been available in America since 1961, is a way to help seniors, one, eliminate their mandatory monthly mortgage payment, two, unlock the equity in their home, three, increase their cash flow tax-free. Other countries like Canada, Japan, Korea, the UK, Australia have had a similar program which has benefited their senior homeowners for years. In 1988, our government decided to start regulating these more closely under the FHA. Since that time, more than 1 million people have taken advantage of this program, helping senior homeowners age in place. A while back, AARP did a survey of seniors with a reverse mortgage and found that 94% were satisfied or very satisfied with the program and their decision.
Fantastic. So who, I guess, qualifies, or what are the requirements for a reverse mortgage?
Great question. At least one of the borrowers needs to be 62 years or greater. The home needs to be their primary residence at least 6 months or more a year, and they need to continue to pay the property taxes, homeowners insurance, and maintain the home. Finally, they need to have at least 60% or more equity in their home to qualify. So they don't actually need to own their home free and clear. Only 60% or more equity to qualify.
So this is, I mean, 62 and older, I mean, this would be a senior program or a program designed specifically for seniors. Was that the intent when they came up with this program back, you know, decades ago?
It was. It was specifically designed to help seniors. I think at the time, 1988, the government was concerned that baby boomers were going to underfund their retirement. The first generation had to fund their retirement. They were going to be house rich and cash poor. And this used to be a fog and mirror loan. If you were old enough to qualify, had enough equity, you got it. but in recent years, there have been more safeguards put in place. For example, today we have to collect income documents to ensure the borrower can afford to pay the property taxes, homeowners insurance, maintain the home, etc. And although a credit score isn't the factor in qualifying for a reverse mortgage, we do consider credit history. These are a couple of the changes which ensure that seniors can age in place without having a mortgage payment.
You know, it's fascinating that you say that, you know, it's the government kind of predicted that baby boomers, the massive segment of our population that is quickly aging, 10,000 turning age 65 and older every single day here in the United States. But they predicted that the baby boom population, if I'm understanding correctly, would be house rich and cash poor, that they would significantly underfund their retirement accounts. And from what I have learned, that's pretty spot on.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I want to say the majority of baby boomers have almost nothing in their retirement accounts, but if there's one thing they do have is equity in their homes.
Well, all of us have three buckets of money that we draw from. We have wages, our income, we have assets, our investment, and we have equity. If people are willing to consider equity, it allows the other two to grow and continue to grow and last longer.
It makes perfect sense. You know, this is one of our biggest assets. Why the skepticism? I mean, I want to say they got a bad rap, or reverse mortgages got a bad rap in the 90s, I want to say, is when I started hearing some of those controversial things where people started steering away from them. And was it just the practices at the time, or, I mean, what happened?
So early on, one of the myths, and we're going to talk about that in a minute, but one of the myths we have is I have to sign over the deed to my house. That's not true. Early on, that is how it worked, but that hasn't been the case for many, many years. But people still think that I'm giving up ownership to my house. So I think that's one thing. I think another thing was, you know, there was foreclosures where people had reverse mortgages, but because there's never a payment, you're not foreclosed upon because you don't make the payment. You get foreclosed upon because you don't pay the property taxes. And that's one of the fixes they made a few years ago to ensure that seniors had enough money to pay the property taxes. But think about this, Greg. If you and I didn't pay our property taxes, we'd eventually lose our house too, whether we had a mortgage or not.
Absolutely.
So it's not specific to reverse mortgages, but somehow that's how it came out in the media, and it gave reverse mortgages a bad rap.
Interesting. And I have seen, you know, 16 years working with seniors and senior services, I have seen a shift back to more acceptance of reverse mortgages being a primary way to fund long-term care or those retirement years.
Absolutely.
Even acknowledged by the government. So that's fantastic to see. Now, when a reverse mortgage comes into play, I mean, can a senior purchase a home with a reverse mortgage?
Yeah, good question. You know, one of the biggest expenses seniors have in retirement is their housing expense. Seniors are able to buy a home with a HECM for purchase or H4P and put 50 to 60% down, depending upon their age, and not have a mandatory mortgage payment. Of course, they need to pay the property taxes, homeowners insurance, maintain the home, etc. But this is better than them paying 100% cash and not having a mortgage payment, as it allows them to keep more of their money. With the H4P program, we help seniors increase their purchasing power, live in a newer home with better amenities in the area they want to live in without a mandatory monthly mortgage payment.
So what happens if I end up owing more than my home is worth in that scenario?
Yeah, that's a good question. What happens at the end? A lot of people want to know. So at the end, when the last borrower moves out, the heirs or the homeowner, if they're still living, have up to 6 months to sell the property. If they need more time, the FHA will give them 2-3 months extension, so basically a year. And the mortgage just gets paid off. Whatever proceeds are left go to the heirs or whoever they determine in their will.
Fantastic. So I want to shift gears a little bit here. You know, I want to talk about accessing home equity. There are three ways to access home equity, including one that probably is head and shoulders above the rest. What are these different ways that we can access our home equity?
Yeah, good question. So, you know, all of us have the ability to sell our home, take the equity, do a cash out refinance or a HELOC, and then we have a monthly mandatory payment, or we get a reverse mortgage. With the latter, people can access their equity by lump sum, monthly payments, a credit line, or a combination of all of these, and the proceeds are tax-free. As far as which one is head and shoulders above the rest, that would be the reverse mortgage line of credit, which can grow up to 5% a year, is guaranteed, and grows with compound interest, despite what happens in the real estate market. That is, some of the equity is protected from market conditions with a reverse mortgage. They get all the upside appreciation, but if we have another correction like in 2008, their equity is protected.
So I imagine There's probably some requirements as far as qualifying and the different types of properties that qualify for this program. Can you tell us a little bit about what, again, those qualifiers are as far as property types?
Sure. These all need to be their primary residence, of course, 6 months or more a year. But the property types are single-family home, townhome, an FHA-approved condo, or a 2-4-unit complex, as long as the homeowner lives in one of the units 6 months or more a year.
So even if you're, I guess, a snowbird, for lack of a better word, you have two different locations, as long as you live in one for 6 months or more, that would be eligible to be used for this program.
And we do have that's correct. And we do have people that do that. You know, they'll live here in the spring and summer, and they'll live somewhere else warm in the wintertime, and this would be their primary residence, so they would do the reverse mortgage on their primary home.
Fantastic. Kevin, I want to make sure we get your contact information out several times today for our listeners to be able to get in touch with you, learn more about, you know, reverse mortgages, but also all of the services that you offer through the Federal Savings Bank. What is the best way that our listeners can get in touch with you, maybe set up a time to get together with you and chat some more?
You know, and I so enjoy meeting clients and hearing their story and learning about their lives. The best phone number for me is my office phone, 719-302-5820. And then I have a website which has a lot of information on it. There's articles and blogs and FAQ and videos and just all kinds of resources where people can learn about the program to make sure they understand it. And that's reversemortgagerevolution.com, reversemortgagerevolution.com.
Fantastic. Kevin Gutman, Vice President of the Federal Savings Bank, right here on Senior Talk on KRDO News Radio. We're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsor. You are listening to Senior Talk right here on KRDO News Radio. Senior Talk is brought to you today by ABBA Eye Care. ABBA Eye Care has been proudly serving Southern Colorado since 1978, offering a complete scope of eye care services and procedures from routine eye exams to laser surgery consultations, stylish eyeglasses to high-definition lens options. Whether you need eyewear or eye care, ABBA Eye Care is Southern Colorado's leading choice for all of your vision needs. Be sure to visit ABBA Eye Care online today at ABBA, that's ABBAEyeCare.com, for a complete list of locations. Welcome back to Senior Talk right here on KRDO News Radio. Our friend Kevin Gutman, Vice President of the Federal Savings Bank, joining us in the studio this morning, talking about reverse mortgages, different ways to maybe finance or cash flow those retirement needs that come up. And reverse mortgages are definitely becoming more widely accepted as a primary way or a top way to accomplish what our goals are here in our retirement years. Kevin, we're having a great time talking about reverse mortgages. You mentioned it before the break, you know, a market turn or a turn in the market. We, of course, have thrived from a financial standpoint since that crash from the 2008-2009 time period. But there is talks of a downturn on the horizon. How can listeners protect that home equity from market downturns like that?
Yeah, it is sad. You know, 2008-2009, many people lost 15 to 20% of the value of their home with a real estate correction. If a senior has a reverse mortgage and approximately 40 to 50% of that equity is sheltered from the market downturn and can grow with compound interest, insured tax-free within the reverse mortgage line of credit. So even somebody who owns their house free and clear, they don't have a mortgage payment, but they do have some equity at risk. So this is just a way to shelter or protect some of that equity should we ever have another market downturn like that.
Here's the question. I mean, we have a very hot housing market here in Colorado Springs, El Paso County, pretty much the whole state of Colorado currently. If you own your home free and clear, obviously they're going to do an assessment to determine what the value of your home is. Does that lock in with the value of your home when you initiate a reverse mortgage versus, you know, say the value of the home goes down because of market conditions 5 years from now? What happens in that scenario?
So let's say, you know, somebody closes with a reverse mortgage today, and then tomorrow we have another correction. It won't happen that fast. Obviously, it's a slower slide, but just for the sake of example, once somebody closes on the reverse mortgage, about 40 to 50% of that equity is protected from market conditions. It's kind of like if you had your money in the stock market and you were concerned about having that exposure, if you could have some of it sheltered in cash or a CD or a savings account or whatever, that money's protected, albeit earning a low interest rate. With this, at least it's going to earn, you know, as much as 5, maybe 6% a year guaranteed compound interest. So a lot of people are looking at this as an investment tool to put some of their equity to work for them, earning interest so that they've got another pot of money to draw on down the road should they need it.
So the time to explore this as a possibility or an option would behoove our listeners to do it when the market is up.
Yeah, the way I say it is sooner is better than later. 62 is better than 72. Why? Because when we were in our 20s, which was, I know for you, Greg, just a few years ago, financial advisor said, invest now, you'll never get this decade of the 20s back. Same thing, 62 to 72, you're never going to get this decade back. So if you do it sooner rather than later, you've got this guaranteed compound interest working in your favor in this line of credit that's going to grow your money, guaranteed, tax-free, insured, despite what happens in the market. So it's really, this used to be seen as a loan of last resort, but now we're seeing people who even own their house free and clear saying, I want to get a portion of my equity going to work for me, earning that interest.
There's some opportunity for sure. What two questions could you suggest to our listeners to maybe ask themselves if this is right for them?
So we always like to make sure that people are going to stay in their house at least 18 months or more a year. And we want to be sure that, this is going to accomplish what they set out to do. This is a loan that's complex. It's not for everybody. And so we kind of like to do some due diligence and just hear about people and what their story is and what they're trying to accomplish. I kind of tease people. I say, you're going to open up a whole, tens of thousands of dollars to you. You're not going to run to Cripple Creek and gamble it away, are you? And they always laugh. Oh, no, I'm not a gambler. But in a way, I say it because I want people to understand this is money that you have to protect and watch over and safeguard. It has to last you maybe 20, 30 years in retirement.
Is there anything else that people maybe need to consider as well?
So, when I meet with a client, which is usually in their home, because I like to make it convenient for them, I say that there's really four decisions you need to make about this. One, is this the right program to help you accomplish your goals, which we just talked about? Two, is this the right time? Sooner is better because you want that line of credit growing for you. Three, are we the right company? There's about 150 lenders across the country who do these specialized loans. 85% are closed by the top 25 lenders. And TFSB, the Federal Savings Bank, is one of those lenders. So it's a big part of what we do as a bank. And then four, am I the right person? Someone that you can trust, is going to follow through, has integrity, is professional. And I always encourage people to Google me and read about what others have said in working with me.
That's a fantastic advice right there. And definitely do your due diligence when working with something or someone on as important of a topic as this would be. Can you walk our listeners through, the reverse mortgage process, Kevin? What does this look like from when I first call you to the end when I start, seeing some of this equity?
Sure. It's a loan. So it's similar to a regular loan process, except the borrower is required to do a 1-hour phone counseling appointment, which is conducted by a third party to ensure they understand the program. So the steps are initial meeting to get acquainted, ask questions, etc. If the borrower decides to move forward, we collect about 8 documents, and then they do their phone counseling. We sign the initial loan paperwork. We order the title work, appraisal, payoff if there is one. Once we've received the appraisal back, we go into underwriting. Once the loan's approved, we meet the conditions the underwriter is asking for, and then we clear those conditions and go to closing. This all takes about 30 to 45 days, depending upon how fast the appraisal gets done.
So it's actually a fairly quick process. So, if you're in need of cash, of accessing that equity, whether it be for medical expenses, long-term care costs, things like that, this could get you what you need in a pretty timely fashion.
And we try to go to the pace of the borrower. We don't push anybody. We go at their pace, at what they're comfortable with, to make sure that they understand what they're doing and they're comfortable with it.
Excellent. Now, Kevin, I want to switch gears here because of the, say, misconceptions or misinformation that's been out there about this program. I want to take some time to really address some of the myths that we've all heard about a reverse mortgage program and give you the opportunity, the expert, the one licensed and able to provide this service, to address those myths. Big myth that I hear, if I take out a reverse mortgage, the lender is going to own my home.
That is the biggest myth, and that is not true. The borrowers remain on title until the last borrower moves out or at the end of the term of the loan, which is 150 years of the youngest borrower. Actually, the only way you can really go off title is if you sell. Or if you don't pay your property taxes and you get foreclosed on, then, of course, you'd lose your home. But, this is why we do collect the documents to ensure they have enough money to pay the property tax insurance, so that won't happen. And it's very, very rare. But the term of the loan is 150 years, so it's unlikely that you're going to outlive the loan, and you do remain on title the whole time.
And I like to remind, you know, folks when I'm out there talking with them about reverse mortgages, the lenders don't want to own your home. The lenders are in the business of loaning money. I mean, this is a financial, a bank. That's not your primary business, is owning homes. A big myth that I also see, a lot of seniors are concerned about their children and what's going to happen when they pass, and you know, obligations for their children. So that myth that I see out there is, you know, my children or my heirs will be responsible for the repayment of the loan.
Well, you're going to love this part, Greg. One of the unique features with a reverse mortgage is it's a non-recourse loan, which means the house owes the money, not a person. So neither the borrower nor the heirs will ever get a bill if there's a shortfall at the end.
Fantastic. Here's one for you. I see it out there. I have a whole list of these. I want to touch on the ones that really I see most often when I'm out there. I must own my home free and clear to qualify for that reverse mortgage. And we learned earlier that's not the case.
Right. Yeah, a homeowner needs to have about 60% or more equity, or they need to be able to bring cash to close to, you know, if they're short that amount. But somebody with 60% or more equity can qualify. And if they do own more than that, then that just opens up ways that they can start getting their house to pay them in those ways we described, lump sum, monthly payments, or line of credit.
So a big myth I see is that only the cash poor or very needy seniors who failed to plan for retirement get reverse mortgages.
And that's changing. We're seeing people like you just described, people who have assets or own their house free and clear, and they've got this equity sitting there not earning any return. We're starting to see them put that equity to work because they know down the road they want another bucket of money to draw on. And so this is just another way to make all their assets last, leave more for their heirs and such. So even people who don't need it, so to speak, are starting to get it.
Yeah, there are opportunities with it. Another big myth I see out there, if I outlive my life expectancy, the lender's going to come and they're going to evict me from my home.
Yeah. So at the end, when the last borrower moves out, the heirs have 6 months to sell or refinance, pay off the reverse mortgage. More time is needed. They can get 2-3 months extension, so they get a year. As long as the property remains their primary residence, they pay the property tax insurance. I probably sound like a broken record. Maintain the home. The loan term is to age 150 of the youngest borrower. So obviously it's designed that the senior can never outlive it. Nobody's going to live to age 150.
Fantastic. Kevin Gutman, Vice President of the Federal Savings Bank, right here on Senior Talk. Kevin, share with our listeners your phone number again, the best way they can get in touch with you to learn more about reverse mortgages, if this is the right type of option for them, or at least to explore different options as well.
Sure. So my office phone is 719-302-5820, and I have a website, reversemortgagerevolution.com. It has a lot of resources and videos and articles and blogs and FAQ on there so people can learn about the program, see if it's a good fit for them. And I'd love to chat with people and see if this is a solution for them.
Fantastic. Kevin, we're going to take one last break to hear from our sponsor. We'll be right back here on Senior Talk on KRDO News Radio. You are listening to Senior Talk right here on KRDO News Radio. Senior Talk is brought to you today by ABBA Eye Care. ABBA Eye Care has been proudly serving Southern Colorado since 1978, offering a complete scope of eye care services and procedures from routine eye exams to laser surgery consultations, stylish eyeglasses to high-definition lens options. Whether you need eyewear or eye care, ABBA Eye Care is Southern Colorado's leading choice for all of your vision needs. Be sure to visit ABBA Eye Care online today at ABBA, that's A-B-B-A, eyecare.com for a complete list of locations. You're listening to Senior Talk right here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM. Our friend Kevin Gutman, Vice President of the Federal Savings Bank, in the studio this morning talking about reverse mortgages, some of the myths we just tackled that we see out there. And again, it's good to see and refreshing to see more acceptance of a program like the reverse mortgage program out there to help seniors or aging adults accomplish those things, those goals that they want to fulfill in their retirement years. What kind of tax consequences are there if I take out a reverse mortgage, Kevin?
Yeah. So, you know, I'm not a tax advisor. I can't give tax advice.
Right.
But people who do that kind of work, who I've asked about it, say there's no negative tax consequences if somebody were to take out a reverse mortgage. Remember, a loan isn't taxed, and this is a loan. And so it shouldn't affect Medicare, Medicaid, et cetera.
Fantastic. Now, Kevin, I want to switch gears here. Man of many hats, many expertises, if that's even a word, but we're going to say it is for the sake of the show. You're the author of several books. Last year, you published a book called The Swiss Army Knife of Retirement Cash Flow, Stories of Freedom and Assurance to Put Your Mind at Ease. Take a few moments, share with our listeners a little bit about this book and how they can get in touch with you to learn more about what you're talking about.
Sure. I wrote the book because reverse mortgages are so misunderstood, and I wanted to educate people about the different ways that they could use equity in their home through a reverse mortgage. So it's 32 stories of how people have used equity in their home with a reverse mortgage. And there's five categories. The stories are about housing, cash flow, medical, dream, and legacy. And it's available in paperback, Kindle, or audiobook on Amazon. And people that I've heard back from that have read it said, boy, it helped me understand reverse mortgages so much more. And that was my goal. Just, I'm not making any money on the book. All the proceeds are donated to charity. But I really wrote it to educate people about this program because, as you said, it's very misunderstood. And I just wanted to give people some ways that they could utilize their equity.
Fantastic. What's the title of that book again?
It's called The Swiss Army Knife of Retirement Cash Flow.
Fantastic, Kevin. We are getting short on time, so I want to make sure we get your contact information out again for our listeners here today. So what is the best way? If someone has questions on what we've talked about today, again, I encourage our listeners to get in contact with Kevin just to explore if this is right for you as you're looking at those different options on ways to fund your retirement years. I have seen a growing number of people utilize reverse mortgages as a way to pay for long-term care costs. Obviously, that's my specialty from home care because Medicare and Medicaid, they don't cover those long-term care costs like we might expect. So how can our listeners get in touch with you, and what's one last piece of advice you can leave with them?
So one of the unique features with a reverse mortgage is it comes with mortgage insurance. So what that means is if the property does end up underwater, i.e. they owe more than it's worth, the mortgage insurance kicks in and makes up the shortfall. So neither the heirs nor the homeowner will ever be given a bill. That's an important feature. And as far as contact information, my phone number is 719-302-5820. I really enjoy talking with clients and listening to them and seeing if this is an option for them in their retirement years. And then I have a website, reversemortgagerevolution.com, which will answer a lot of questions as well.
Fantastic. Kevin, so glad that you took the time to join us here in the studio this morning here on Senior Talk. Definitely want to plan on getting you back in the studio to cover more in depth on some of these other things, as well as the different options that we have out there. But again, thank you so much for taking the time to join us this morning.
Thank you, Greg. It was sure my pleasure.
Before we go, I want to remind listeners also to visit us online at heartfeltcareathome.com to find out more information about Heartfelt Care at Home, or by giving us a call at 719-362-0094. Again, that's 719-362-0094. And be sure to join us next Sunday and every Sunday at 8 a.m. right here and only on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., 92.5 FM for another edition of Senior Talk presented by Heartfelt Care at Home and ABBA Eye Care.